Tamaleyum hibane namdo ring do se pata. Lana mepe deter tang. Nyumon patang hizaye trepa travar. Sepane. Tei gile topa ye hi hize nabane tamche lane jupata. Sanje hing ne jongwa tang simji yong su min zi ta. Namba tamche jenpa ni to jing terwar sepa te. Namga leji chepa.
Which is in concordance with its cause, because the bodhisattvas have realized all phenomena as empty through resting in this wisdom that is without, resting in a meditation that is without mental fabrication. And therefore, that sort of acting as a cause, when they come out in the post-meditation phase, then they see all things as an illusion. They have this kind of pure vision. So this is then a fruition that comes in result of the cause. It's not dependent on conditions, but it comes directly out of this previous cause.
Namba tamje jenpa nyi doje tabar som de chik li tsevare. Sanje ji hing ni yonsu jongwar sepa tang. Sanje ji hing takpar sepa. Sanje ji hing yonsu jongwar sepa. Sanje ji hing takpar sepa tang. Semjin yonsu membar sepa tang. Semjin mamin pa nam yonsu membar sepa tang. Namba tamchen chenpa nye ji chu. Namba tamchen chenpa chu rang ju le to chen. Rang ju le to chen. Yung su zokpar sepa tam. Rang ju le to chen. Namba tamchen chenpa yung su zokpar sepa tam. Yin la terbar sepa. Yin la namba tamjian chenpa terbar sepa si ju te namba tamjian chenpa lam nyam su lenpa tap tenbarwa terbar sepa tam. Te som jik du cipa namin jenrewa te. Te som jik du cipa te namin jenrewa re.
So then the fifth word, now the middle of the bottom line of 40. So the fifth then has three parts. Non-conceptual wisdom purifies completely the Buddha fields. It ripens or matures sentient beings perfectly. And through non-conceptual wisdom, one attains in one's own mind stream the quality of omniscience and perfects it completely, then giving it or passing it along to others. So this is the fruition of ripening or maturing, which counts, in which these three count as one.
Tetar namba ngane kondo kepa tetar number mato bai hije sele namba ngane tetar namba ngane number mato bai hije sele je cheparo
so thus through these five aspects the distinctive features of the activity or functioning of non-conceptual wisdom are presented.
De ta number mato pe yihi te ngonzo chorba la tente ti sile kar re. Panza kare pangre, thobza kare thogre. Te temba yimbe serna number mato pe yihi ji sile ngane.
So then, what is this then in short, this function of non-conceptual wisdom? It one gives up what is necessary to be given up, and one attains what is necessary to be attained. So now that we have this blackboard, we'll use it in the future. These five fruitions or five results, the five effects, they are a little bit difficult to understand, and to explain them, they need to be explained in conjunction with the eight causes and the five conditions. So in order to make this clear, we'll lay it all out on the blackboard in the future.
Lana me be de 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 de
So then Rinpoche had said earlier that he would explain these different synonyms for emptiness from the Uttanamche. So then this he will do this now. So then the first verse that you have, the first four lines, gives a listing of different synonyms for emptiness, and the commentary by Mipham that Rinpoche is using here says that there are an infinite number of names for emptiness. Tsen here is, of course, honorific for Ming, so if you're speaking of emptiness, it's probably best to use an honorific. So then we have five different synonyms here. Dejuni, which is ta-ta-ta, or thusness. Yandakbe ta, which could be translated as the ultimate instance of purity, or a limit case of purity, absolute purity. Then tsema mepa, so without signs, without characteristics. Dundampa, which we usually translate as ultimate. And then chujiying, which is the Dharma Dhatu, or the expanse of all qualities. So that's the first of four lines. It's simply a listing of the names.
Yemin yemin yendon jorwa mebe sena yendon jorwa mebe sena chetar ngar yin si chang te yin yin be te yin yin tongba ni la te yin yin ji jo gubi jun sin kar yendon jorwa mebe jun sin jir yendon jorwa mebe jun sin jir te yin yin kandesi jundo chetar ngar yin si chang te yin yin be te yin yin te konare mama kandeji yin yang sichang te yin yin This is not the oh, yeah.
So then, the second four lines in the second verse explains the meaning of these terms and why they are then applied to emptiness. So the first one then is déjeuner, and then why is this applied to emptiness? Because emptiness. Does not change into something else. Just as it was before, thus is it afterwards. So, Dejin, it stays as it is.
Ta tajur kona, tongba ni de chujin re. Tongba ni chujin. Te yin ni ji jube junsin yote, tenzik ni re. Tsabatsik de yin me se zereva. Yin don jura, mepa kange. Ketar ngar yin.
So then one can set up a reasoning. Given emptiness, one can call it the déjeuner. Why? Because it doesn't change into anything else. And it stays as it was before. It stays as it is.
Ta ten don je wang de sen na yin don jurwa, yin don jurwa min ba kan ye. Che tar ngar yin si chang te yin yin be, ten se ni je, tong ba ni la te yin yin ki, yo gu bu jun sing ten ba re.
So then to set up a tendon, because it does not become something else, stays as it is, then for these two reasons, emptiness can be called déjeuner or thusness.
Ta yang tak ban tha se go bi jin kar. Sinje lo ma yin. De yin do ngu bu ne lo sinje. Sinje lo ma yin be yang tak ba. Yang tak ba yin be ser yang tak ban tha dang. Yeah.
So then the next one, the second one, yang dakpe ta, the ultimate instance of purity. It is the pure, unmistaken or true way of being of all things.
Tungpa ni tajur ko na tungpa ni chuchin yang takpan ta ki jyoba junsen yote. Tungpa ni la yang dan ta ki jyoba la junsen ji kogandwa. Junsen mi na pe kaya ma. Tungpa ni la chuchin yang takpan ta ki jyoba junsen yote. Ngubu ne lok, ngubu ne chor sinje lo ma yinpe yang takpa yinpe se. Ngubu ne chor mama te yinpa ti se na yang takpa se. Oya.
So then given emptiness, one can call it the ultimate instance of purity. And why is that? Because it is the unmistaken or pure way of being of all things. So to say it in another way, because it is the correct or the unmistaken true nature of all things, then one can call emptiness then truly pure, or the ultimate instance of purity.
단 양다보단 세마 매바래 세마 매바서 조급이 조생 가르스나 따와 따와 은타 남지지 따와 된고 시지 뒤책도 마도요 말 동 동이 되네 주변 세만 타다 고버랑 인인베서 세마 매바히죠
So then in the root text one just has a daegok here for this third one senma mepa without signs so because emptiness is the true nature which eliminates kok here means like to pull out like when you pull a tooth or something you so kok so it means like to pull out or to eradicate all the signs produced by mental fabrications
Tandi kapsa tengo hiba kapsa te hiba kapsa chujin tembare ngo hiba kapsa tenzik tembare. Tongba ni tene chujin. Tsema meba hi jube jumsin yote. Jube tsema tata ngokwe ngokwe rang yin bise.
So in this case the day shows the subject and the gok shows the reason. So it's very condensed reasoning there. So given emptiness, it is to be known as without signs. And why? Because it eliminates all the signs produced by mental fabrication. So to set up a tendon then, because it has the nature of eliminating all signs produced by mental fabrication of emptiness then can be called without signs.
Ta don't tamper them by his obedience. Nay, look, tene. Nay, look, tongue by tene, your team park with. If he tamper your in, but he said no, don't tamper them.
So then we come to the fourth one. Don't tamper them, but
don't tamper them.
So the ultimate truth and emptiness then can be called ultimate truth. Why? Because it's the sphere of experience of the sacred wisdom of the noble ones. And these are the subject and they have the true nature then as their object.
Tandin Deva Tajur Kona Nelok Dene Nelok Dene Hippocazu Chujin Ramata Nelok De Tongbani Nelok Tongbani Dene Chujin Ton Tampe Tela Nechujin Ton Tampe Demba Hijube Jumsin Yote Pakpe Yi Tampe Joyo Yimbese.
So then, to set up a reasoning, given emptiness. Which is the true nature. It can be called the ultimate truth. Why? Because it is the sphere of experience of the sacred wisdom of the noble ones.
Tandi kapsu tun tang ki tamba tani denba da som de karresana tun de chu tam je je ne lok tong ba ni re. Tamba ten pak ba nam je nyam ya yi re. Denba te nyam ya yi hi je More dembe se na dembas.
So then, if one splits dun dampe dempa into the into its parts, the dun here then can refer to all phenomena which are seen in their true nature as empty. The Dhamma then can refer to the sacred wisdom of the noble ones, and Dhamma kanto se koko.
Dhamma papa yehi je ngor Dhamma. Papa yehi je zikpa ngor Dhamma. Papa yehi je zikpa zikpe pape yihi ke zikpa tar denba.
So and then it's called true because it is what is seen by the wisdom of the noble ones, or it is what appears to the wisdom of the noble ones.
De tsege de jor de tamba tamba ngoy na lam na tamba tuindin yi zikre tamba tuindin yi tamba tuindin yi zikre karasa na tamba mpapa nyangya yi hi ge zikpa tonda denba hi banda woy.
Tene don kapti la ane yu
ton ngoy na lam na ton de tongi rawa tongi de tamba tuindin yi
So then, if one changes the order and puts Dampa first and then Don afterwards, Dampa then, why is it Dampa? Because it's what's seen by the noble ones while they by their wisdom when they are resting in meditation. And then the don, of course, is the emptiness is what they see.
Then the tamba the papa nyamja ichilin jo koje karasana yurjin tamba re. Pena chiva yang tamba le chiva tamba sigirawa chiva tamba si joba yendo. Chiva yang tamba le chiva tamba ki joba yendo. Yurjin yang takwa la papa nyamja ichidere tela tin tamba ki joba re.
So then dampa. This then refers to the subject or the person, and the most perfect or most correct subject or person in this case then is the
Bodhisattva.
So the way then that these noble ones see, these Kiwa Dampa see, then is that to their wisdom then appears the truth, i.e. emptiness.
Nelok tene chuchin Don tamba denba hi jebe junse yote Nelok tongba ni tene chuchin Tela chuchin Don tamba denba hi junse jebe junse yote Yurjin pape yihi tamba joyor yinbe ese.
So given the true nature or emptiness, it can be called the ultimate truth. And why is that? Because it is the sphere of experience of the sacred wisdom of the noble ones.
Then it didn't don't you want to say that your chin pak be ye he tambit joyer in patin tiki nail of tumba ni la ton tamba he jo gubajum sin tembar.
So to set it up as a tendon, then the subjects, the bodhisattvas, because it is the sphere of experience of the sacred wisdom of the noble ones, or the who are the subject here, then it can be called emptiness. Can be called the ultimate truth.
So then
the fifth one in the root text one has Pak Pe Ju, and this is Chu Ji Ying, then can be translated as the expanse of all qualities. In Sanskrit, it's Dharma Dhatu. Since focusing on this wisdom generates all the qualities of the path, it is the expanse or the cause of the noble qualities. So, given emptiness, it can be called the Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of all qualities. And why is that? So, when one focuses on emptiness, then the qualities of the path arise, and this then is either the cause for this or the expanse of the noble qualities. So why is it called the cause? Because when one focuses in meditation on emptiness, then all the qualities of the path arise. So then it can be called also the expanse because of the noble qualities, because it is like the radiance of emptiness, realizing emptiness, all the vastness, all the great number of qualities arise.
Donam papa nam ji yuen din te tong ba ni ji ying li xia ru se na te ne tong ni te yuen din ji qu ji ying de.
So in short, because all these qualities appear as the ni qu ying nang le xia bi de yan
nang le qu ying li xia ge.
So then all these qualities appear from the expanse of all phenomena. All the qualities of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas appear out of this expanse of all phenomena.
Tina dor dana toni la chuyin ki jeba kapso tini yuen ting ji chu ji yin ki panda wako yu.
So then, in short, then the expanse of all qualities, the Chu Ying should be understood like this. The Dharma Dhatu then, Chu here then is understood not so much as phenomena, but as the qualities.
So
So then emptiness is also then the true nature is also then this chujiying, this dharmadhatu.
Namrang tonde korem yin. Dada namrang apon dada kongge jumtsing apon dada kongge tonyi la namrang nas hebare kongge mengge namrang sosu tonyi de sosu tonje tonji heba yin de jumtsing yin de tetar korem yin de jerawo kongge tonyi je korem mengge namrang ji korem ta jis ti jumtsing je korem te korem chikware korem trogogum
so then in these two verses, the order in which things are presented is the same. So the order in the presentation of the names and the order in the presentation of the meaning is the same. One doesn't have to mix them up or switch around in any way. So this explanation has come from the Uttanamshe, which is one of the five texts of Maitreya, and the commentary is by Nipam Rinpoche.
The Tony Rang Tsinja Menga Namdangre, Tony Chudoksa Yeva Tasutamji Chuchinjigon Yeva, Tony Chuchinjigon. De Tongyi Rang, Chitanga Tongyi Rang, Saint Janam Rang Dubare, Tongyi Chudok Yavate, Tongyi Chuchinji Goni Yavare Nang Tongbani, Satongbani Lasoba, Tongyi Rangang Ovu Goni Yava Mare, Tongyi Chuchinji Goni Yavare. Then I make so one for Tongbe Nang Tongbani, Zuxo Tongbe Satongbani Yavare, Chuchinji Goni Yavare.
So then all this then. Was an explanation that was based on the qualities itself of emptiness, whereas when one's talking about, for example, the 16 emptinesses, those 16 divisions, then those are based more on outer objects, 16 outer objects, whereas this explanation is focused on emptiness itself, its own qualities.
So
this explanation is very important. One finds it in the sutras and also in the Sutrayana and in the Mantrayana.
And I don't know what that means.
No, I don't think I said. I think the qualities appear
That's
from
what
the
I
expanse.
Thought. Oh, okay. Nothing to do of them. Okay. So then, my other question was just if you could, as Rinpoche, to review again just the second aspect of perfect knowledge the first one about the it works for a long time. I don't really understand how the non-conceptual wisdom is conquering completely these concepts, and somehow that's the fruition created by the person. I'm just having a hard time understanding if you practice somehow you come to realize something, but that the non-conceptual wisdom isn't itself fully realized until you've attained Buddhahood, so that it, you know, it is obscured or revealed during the process of attainment, and so that somehow it's doing the conquering. I don't quite understand, because it's not, it's really what's realized through the person conquering, or something in the person conquering. Do you see my question?
So, in a sense, it seems like, since it's saying that this non-conceptual wisdom works for a long time, then it's the non-conceptual wisdom that's working for a long time and not the person?
Yeah, I'm not really...
What's the connection between?
Well, because it seems that the person's working for a long time, right? The person is through that person's efforts, but that person hasn't... It seems as if what you're using to attain the realization of non-conceptual wisdom is non-conceptual wisdom itself, as, you know, in a staying state or in some sort of state, because you're saying that it's the person who's the instrument of attainment somehow, or the qualities, but somehow I was confusing and thinking you're saying that the fruit of this, the result of this work or these efforts is non-conceptual wisdom. It's somehow like it's being used to realize itself, unless I'm really misunderstanding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tene.
Number me talk be yeshidi, like a chegire, cable di, like a chegire. And it number and a me talk be yeshid and a sede di chena, tene, judan drebu chipper yongire. And it. And a counter say like a chegire.
Number me talk be yeshi. Namdo mundo during the sepa, tarring bullet sepa. Benan the name Chimbotana, tramo de tarring bullet cigarette. Tramo. Me Chimbojitana, me te top jet, tramo la carse. Tramo, trama, cold. Me top Chimboyona, me Chimbo de top jet, trama de tarring bullet over.
Comagnon,
ah,
ti comagnon,
comagnon. me ha ko song ha
me 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 ba we
me top chembo
me top chembo
me top chembo
yo me top chembo ha ko
de
de
me me mare me me
me okay
sai ye se pa top chembo yo na sai ye se pa sai ye se pa top chembo da tembo yo na sirba sirba da chama ta ren bo lo ge re ta ren bo se ge re o ten de ke cha number ma to be yi ngo de jo ren de nam to ta ren bo so mo re nam to ren de se ge re ti ke cha ra wa number ma to be yi ngo de jo ren ba ka so den zin je nam to ta nam to ngem ba ta so ta ren bo se ba re de ne yong to ku ma re yong to ku ma re je to dike jarawa de jiwa seba li ya goya de karasana tangbo nambar matobe yiki ngondu joyo mare jiwa mbe chola rale parawa jiwa ka gom jya gugudwa
milo pelambar ane leka milo pelambar
re di kaapsa koranga sile te namdo rengda sepe chani yare tine sile mandrawa mangbo yungudwa Koransele yaltorte namto namto ge nyimbo se chorju koni tem barwande silete silete insorte chebar yore silente namto ge nyimbo se chor namto rendo se pa namto tharendo se pa namto kemto pa se pa te number mato be hije segre ina ya te jib se pa de
so then while one is on, for example, the first two paths, then one has not realized non-conceptual wisdom yet, and so at that point, then one has to work a lot. There's one practices listening and reflecting and meditating on emptiness. And so there's a lot of personal effort involved. And then when one has realized this emptiness, then this non-conceptual wisdom arises for the first time on the path of seeing. And then when it arises like this, then it has this effect. And what is the effect? Well, it's able to send, the Tibetan literally says, send far away, in the same way that fire can remove cold. This by extension means that these negative things cannot arise, cannot be produced. And the negative aspects are things such as clinging to an inherent existence, for example. So this then is called, because it involves this personal effort on the earlier paths, then it's called this personal fruition, that it takes personal effort.
Dina tanda nga su tungpa la, tungpa nyi la, tupa, sampa, gompa, tusang, gomson su na. Dina nam chi ke te, nambar mato pe ihi chi kere, nambar mato pe ihi chi pa kap so, denbar khenpa nam to la so kwa, chi mato pa ring tu si kere. Den rao denbar khenpa, den yin chi nam to la so pa, chi mato pa, songwa te, chi pa se pa de vare nga su tanda.
So then, so this effort, effort that needs to be made by a person, what is that again? That is then this listening, reflecting, and meditating on emptiness. And so then, through this effort, then this. Non-conceptual wisdom can arise, and then at that point the concepts that cling to things as truly existent, for example, do not arise.
Ah, yeah. Tene ya,
mistakes between in the written text, like in the commentary in the top of 40, it has zhen with a ga prefix. In the root text in the bottom of 152, it has zhen without the ga. There's nei zhen.
Okay, what page in the root text?
Root text 152 in the bottom, in the middle second, it says nei zhen bada.
Uh-huh.
And in the commentary, it looks like a zhen with a ga.
And where is it in the commentary?
Looks like it's on the top of 40. Chichiku tafe no agenda.
First line.
Top of 40.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it even put it sour rim on the way to the shin. Yeah, that's a mistake. It shouldn't be zhen at all. It should be on it. Remember, the on it. The number. Ne mepare, ne mepare, ne jembare. Yeah, there's a mistake.
The Karasan chant a day over a Manguna Vudu.
Karasan
Chaka Yigi. The Kuduva. Tehakosan chant. Chaka Yigi. The Ure. Chant. Then not you.
So there are not a few. There are quite a few actual mistakes in this root, in the root text.
Then something I wasn't sure about in the commentary. I thought I heard in the third line. I thought I heard Rinpoche Nundu Jur Rinju Seba. But it looks like in my commentary there's no ra. It looks like Nundu Juvi. I'm not sure about that. Nunpa. Third line Nunpa Tokpa.
Nundu Ju.
Is that Ju or Jur?
Mundu Ju Mundu Jur.
Mundu Josir. When some the Jovan, the Jure. Mundu Jova Sija Pena, Conto and Dawati Musicina, Conto Mundu Jova. Mundu Musjava. Yan Panya Dawu, you know Mundu Jomare. Namto Munjurva Jevala, Mundu Josik.
So,
Namto Munjurva Jeva.
So it's cause, like if for example, the Rinpoche gave the example of anger, if anger really comes up, then this is like a cause here for it, actually, an actual cause. It's direct, sometimes direct cause.
Ketan namdo la ngunjur wase le chere, ti kapso ya,
So usually when you speak, when one's talking in this context, mundu jur, one adds the ra there to make it, you know, it would be then like, you know, becoming. But here, it's understood to be understood as cause here. Pardon? Say again, the bottom of 40. Yeah, last line.
Yeah, it goes top on mid part, jukpa. Then
wait a minute.
Jumatun or Jutun? Because he seemed to be saying it's in harmony, the causes and effects are in harmony. And I see a ma in my text. So
oh, that's, that's, it's Mao Tasha Jutuna Tun. It's Jutun, you know?
Okay, so
it looks like there's a sick there, but it's not, you know?
Right.
Okay. Is this changed to me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very deceptive there. It's a bad copy.
Yeah.
I don't remember now, right now. The one that, that's the permission directly from cause, that's this one. That's when I thought of this thing. What could Rinpoche maybe establish what it would be? I'm not really clear. Sometimes I forget exactly what the difference between cause and condition is. So what coming directly out of meditation, you realize something, and therefore it's the fruition directly from cause. Why that is free of...
Can you tell me which one you, what line you're at and which one you're talking about?
The one that's really right out of... what you were just referring to, 40, line 3, the first the fruition, which is coming from cause. I'm just going to that moment. Maybe I'll find it for later, but...
You mean fruition in accord with the cause?
Is that the one you meant? Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Fruition in accord with the cause? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I guess I realized thinking about that, that I don't clearly understand that there are certain conditions established. I mean, one that one's meditating. You see what I'm saying? That there are certain, there's a situation in which one is, in which one even realizes something. Is that not considered a condition? I'm not really clear what makes that completely free of conditions. Even the realization is born of a cause, but it's a cause that's arising during a state, you know, in a particular state. And is that not considered some kind of condition?
Number me talk the Yeshe Nangla and a Yamshakte and a Gin Yamshakte, then a deep gen drabble, Murangi Kisavala. The Nangne deala gen drabble, then a dealer country say and a Jew.
Jim are a jury, Caras and a Sanjin de Sanjiji Hirawa, number Motopi Hide. Sanjil Yapate. Sanju, Papa Sanju, Simba Namje, Tonying on some the door on the pen, a satan bowl, a drew by the driver, Tongbany, La Nyamja, the drew by the driver, and La Nyambariya Nyamja daily yin on the cups of Jitop, Chitam Jijuma Davin Jingre, Yang Jitop, the Nama Nam Yang, Nam Liang, Hirab Jijeva Zigre, Ted and Tumba is ever. Jo Ted and Tumba. Nyamja number Mado Bata. Jitop Jumata with Ting and Zin, Tedan Tumbare Tedan Drago Yerova, Jotan Tumba. Pena America, Magic Secretary Lega Jana, Lega the Jotan Tumbare, Joy Cups a Yigi Tire, Love Jones Yere, Devote and Yigi, Jotan Tumbare, no Love Jones and Tumba Lega Yerova. They fear it.
For example, why is this considered a cause? Well, the Buddha This last cause we're talking about here now being the fourth fruition, which is the fruition concordant with its cause. So how does one understand that? Well, the Buddha then has realized this non-conceptual wisdom, or one could say like a Bodhidharma has realized emptiness on the first level. And both those then, the first to the tenth level, they are a result of having rested in meditative absorption, and then arising out of that for no other cause than the fact that one has been in this very particular kind of meditation, does this kind of seeing arise in post-meditation. So it's like a post-meditational samadhi. And here then, all phenomena appear as an illusion, because one is seeing them with the wisdom that was generated from the meditation in which one rested. So in that sense, it is a direct cause for what comes after, or a cause that's in accord with what went before it. And then the an effect that's in accord with what went before it, the cause. So it's a continuation of this kind of samadhi in a different, say, in a different form, if you wish. So then an example would be, for example, someone who, to take it down to a very simple level, a secretary, for example, who does work. The reason the secretary is able to write letters and type and do all these wonderful things is because he or she studied beforehand. So there was a direct cause in the background, and this cause then has a very specific result. The previous studying then allows one to do something, to produce something.
It's like that. Yongjong to Makaso, Tupe Mombase, Satambo to Pacaso, Tupe Momba Mepa. Momba Mepa, say you got it. How? Momba Mepa, Simba Mepa.
Tupa Mepa,
Mamma, 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 Then I yin, two candy two na momba me, but Taron Yang of Jones in do you, but you to do you, but yard. Satan bolo tube momba meba.
So then
Sanjay and the chuka, say Jinina, Taria mebre, momba meba. Tell momba meba, say Satan bolo tube momba meba yungre. Tube momba meba, say, Denisa, Satan bolo tube cause Sanjay can go and do to gore, Sanjay can go and jata la do. Sanjay Jataka could in the Chunin and Taron Yang, San and Momba Mabba Chagri. Then Drava Momba Mabba go in the Chula Love Jones ever Latin there. Jotin Drava Loyal Latin, then Deva Sanjay Bacapso, then he is a Chutam Tingon from the Zig Tova. The Manchin be Chusan and Mabba the Tendra was ever. They jotted him with every in the world. Ah.
La Rila. So, for example, when one attains the first level of a bodhisattva, this tonglab, then one is never satisfied with listening to the teachings. One is insatiable when it comes to hearing the teachings, and at this level, then at the first level of the Buddha of bodhisattvahood, one can go to many different Buddha fields, hundreds of Buddha fields to hear teachings. So one travels around to all these Buddha fields listening to teachings and one is never tired. Chitso kaminatsu la drona. You go around to all the different Dharma centers and you're never tired. in accordance with this, when one attains the level of Buddhahood, then the fruition of this cause then is that one sees all there is to be known. One sees all aspects of everything that there is to be known.
Oh yeah, didn't it? Yeah. That didn't matter, Gontos.
We'll take
cover it and narrow it.
This is from niggling.
Niggling.
The questions all seem to be coming from niggling these days.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Seems like it has to do with the messenger here.
Yeah.
Anyway, then one of the questions then is how is it that this seventh consciousness, this nyūying, functions, and in particular, how does it function in relation to the all basis consciousness and the other six sense consciousnesses? Tene ane nyomongi se kanju.
Nyomongi chenji ye.
Nyomongi chenji ye. Ane kanju se ane digi se le kanju do. Mitsebe ane kunji dam ane tsok tuk ki joba kanju se sogi re. Kanju se kogi re.
Nyomongi chenji ye te. Nyomongi chenji ye te. Kunji yobar sepa. Kunji yoba la ten de tsoduk nam ki jeba de nyumi la ra la pare. Nyomomba chenji yi je, tenin kunji yoba re.
So, kunji tenin jamso re manu?
Kunji jamso tabi re. Nyomomba chenji yi de long tabi re. Jamso long yoba la ten de balam yuwa jindo, kunji nyumi ji yoba la ten de tsoduk nam ki jekin jeba. Tsoduk nam ki jekin jeba.
So then, to use a metaphor to explain the relations between these, first of all, if one has an ocean, and this ocean then is a metaphor for the all-basis consciousness, and then along comes the wind, and the wind then is this seventh consciousness, this afflicted consciousness. And the wind then agitates the ocean, and that then creates waves. And these waves then are the six different consciousnesses. So you the usual definition then of this afflicted consciousness, the seventh consciousness, is that in looking at the base consciousness, then it takes that as it takes it creates a self. So then, that's a sort of a rough, general way of saying it, and then there's a more subtle way of explaining it, and that one can find in the Shijiazi, and that there are four ways of taking on a self, and Rinpoche will explain this later with the blackboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Tini, ta, sasong.
A question from narrowing.
Ah, yes. So the narrowing question we can do this afternoon.
That's us. Okay, yeah.
And did
you? Yeah. Yeah. Take it.
So the question is, it was said that the difference between the Selrig of the Samsampas and the Ursel of the Shantongpas is the difference between Namshe and Yeshe. So then, from that, it would seem then that, let's see, the Samsampas also say that the Selrig is free from Dzungwa and Dzimpa, but then from that, doesn't it imply that some kind of divided consciousness? So, Samsangi Luktarna, Samsantarna?
Samsantarna, oh yeah.
Selrig. Selrig Yore.
Zungzi Nyi Jitongba Selrig Tham. Oh yeah.
And Samsantarna, Ursel Yore, Shantongtarna, Ursel Yore. And Rumchi Ngomagi Sungala, and Samsung dang shentongi ne kebar ane chik namshe re ane chik yeshe re
namshe yeshe oh yeah
tene namshe ane samsung ane namshe yuna tene ane zung dang
jimba
jimba ninang yongi marebe
chik de ta tewa kare
ne dwiwa di ane dwiwa di re
oh yeah ちゃうやもと。で、先端部のランナーヒ電板で、ゾンゼン、ゾンゼンにじ、トンベ、ナムヒサレクサムランレクデンバンデバレマト。ゾンワデンバメベセナンジンバヤンデンバメバレ。ジンバ、ゾンゼンニナンジンジナムヒデンバンデルマレ。ゾンゼンにじトンベヒバサレクサンデンバンデバレ。トンダランレクデンバンデバレ。
So what the Samsambas assert is a consciousness, but it's a very special kind of consciousness. It's a consciousness that is empty of a perceiving subject and a perceiving object.
This is not one of the Tava Yungre. Yin don't go lola, ye hit the end of the devare, ye hit the Tanda Duse, my imbecile, and one of the Tava Jugumaris on the Sarpoyere. Jesus did to get the young Tabu. Take the gore, to get the mean and tempo, to get the tat, to get also gore. Yeah. Sensange, the endrum de butter, Namhi, Zumzi Nijitung, but Namhi, the endrum de butter, Namhi, the Mubu in Besena, the name Mumava Tawa, turn down Mubor Mava Tawa, Yung Tawa in Bejun over it. Turn down Tundam, but then by Mubor Kelam.
Sensangi,
Redder Sensange Tawa, the Mumava Tawa, and I will take you a caressana. Zongzi ni ji tong ba nam hi den rup dun do ba re, tong dam dun do ba re, nam hi den ngu bu yi ba se na ngu ma ba ta ba re. Yin dong lo la yi hi den rup dun do ba re, yi hi den ngu bu ma yi ba se na du ma se, tong dam du ma se yi ba se na ngu bu ma ba ta ba yi ba jung yu ma re song yu re. Di hi zan zu la ci kye yu re, ji su ci kye tan de wa la ta ku.
So then, in the Sheja Dzu, there of Lodo Tai, there is a verse that explains the difference between the Samsam and the Shantong, and it turns on the fact that in Tibetan, what's called a Mupu it's translated into English usually as thing, and thing can have both sort of an abstract or a concrete meaning. It can have both. So the Samsampas then, they assert that ultimately there is something such as a thing, whereas that appears as an object to the mind, whereas in the Shantong school, they say that wisdom is ultimately existence, and since wisdom then is not considered to be some kind of concrete object, then they are sort of off the hook. They're not they don't assert the existence of something concrete.
Tina hisa zole rantong dan yindong a chebar ten betsike chemsa dan yindong a chebar ten betsike chebar tin yure tzu tke ka khe lo lo zong ya bu yuse.
So then
karsena tene sarpo yong gre yang ten bu yong gre.
So it's very good to memorize some of the verses in the Shijiazu, which deal with the differences between the Rangtong and the Shantong school, and through that the differences will become very clear. So there are a number of quite a tremendously large number of treatises explaining the from the Rangtong or from the Shantong view, explaining these views, and many assertions and refutations dealing with what these views are and are not. So
yong mambo songa re, yong mambo song cha re, di ji su songa se na rantong ke yintong lang gapa jiapa, yintong ke rantong lang gapa jiapa, zui pa ta so, mui ma song cha ba re, di ji su zambi se na ten sarpo yore ze ba re, ha ku songa.
So then, many of these treatises then afterwards, so these treatises were written a long time ago, and then afterwards, the views, the standpoints of the Rangtong and the Shantong were then used to explain these sutras. So they've had many debates then as explain these treatises. So there are many debates between the two as to the meaning of these basic treatises.
Yes, Risar Zubarava. Risar Mazwe. Kandasingh. Risar.
Risar.
Oh, yeah, they are good.
Risar Karibi. Risu. Oh, Risu. So, Rime dan Risu. Rime dan Risu. Rime dan Risu, Titavo.
Mare mare. Risu. Indicator, what is her mazo? Himjok zupa.
Oh!
Himjok zupa, the indicator.
Research.
Research. Research is
so one has to do a lot of research about this.
Oh, Machepa Karre, Tela Taki, Hatavatamala, then I got you in a Himjok cigarette. Tiranzo indicate Latin, a reser in a reser in a test. Oh, yeah. Tis ever at an indicate ever.
So there was a little English word that slipped in there.
She didn't
recognize. She says, you don't know English.
Yeah.
So one has to research these and then through this research understand the Shantong and the Rangtong views. So that Lodra Thaya did a tremendous amount of research, and now we should also look at these texts and examine them carefully and think about them, memorize them.
Oh, yeah. That's us one.
Je me pardonne de ton nom.
thikpa chenpo lam seva nyingi chenpo tang tonyi tokpa hirap thar simpa latin de tope nampar matope yihi tenyi nyintu dra chomba tang ranja dra chomba le chepar ngayi chepar tongpa par Chepar nga nga tangpo nambar mato pa nyi tang hibe Konde la Landur to Nambar tokpa mepe Nyirang ni chepar no papa Nyirang ka Nyirang dra chompa nambar mato pa Le chepar no papa Yetseva na mayin tang hibe Pamba tang tokpa Yetseva mayin pa pando yonzu zokwe chepar to papa Nyintu da rang nirang dra chompe pamba tang tokpa te Nekap che pando re mato pando yonzu zokpa mare Sanje che pando te Nyetseva mayin pa pando yonzu zokpa sena nyetseva mayin pa pando yonzu zokpe chepar to papa. Sumba nemi padang hibe si padang heaven ta kangla yang nepa mepe chepar to papa. Nintu da ranja drajun nam lami drajun ba tovun bukkavsu hevan thala nebari. Thikpa chimpi lolan drevan thar simpi kapsu sipa da hevan tha kanla yang ma neba. Meneba nyade tupi serna tenin tha kanla yang neba mebe jepata. Yepa tento wa hibe Chuka taupe ngowu Yendo ndong kowa chesei ki partu yukpe serna Tene dreva te tento wale Dreva tele nyapa mepe serna tento wale Tento wa chepa ta papa Nyintu ta ranger dra chomba tupe kapsu dreva Deva te tendo mare, lame drachon ba top te, tene yang yang te, lar yang te kinlan joku beserna, deva tendo mare. Tikpa chimpu lolo chuka ngondo jorna, tele nyamba me beserna, ta tendo. Napa kongna me be napa. Thikpa chimpu salam thar simpa dreva te dreva tele yenpa tele chota chupa mepa sena lan mepa namba te chepa namba ngana still.